Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Baseball, America's game.
Of the most dramatic moments in the history of sports.
It's about connection.
Leaps and makes the catch up against the wall.
And now, with Apple TV Plus, Friday Night Baseball.
She is gone.
Comes home.
Hey, is this happening? It is.
Friday Night Baseball, streaming on Apple TV Plus.
It is high. Is far. It is gone.
Baseball is back in the city by the bay. What better way to celebrate your favorite MLB team than by visiting Baseballism, the official lifestyle apparel brand of baseball. Baseballism specializes in apparel for men, women, and children, and now offers officially licensed MLB team apparel. Visit Baseballism San Francisco on the corner of King and 3rd, or by shopping online at baseballism.com. Baseballism is America's brand.
Rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
It's Beat the Streak Daily for Thursday, the 9th of June. Sometimes it feels like this is slowly morphing into a Yordan Alvarez podcast.
That ball into left field. Back goes Winker. Still going back. It's over his head to the wall. Yordan Alvarez will double in Alex Bregman, the big man, driving in his second run of the night. And the Astros lead this game once again, 2-1.
Maybe it's morphing that way because Yordan Alvarez might be the best slugger in the game. David Adler with a great piece on MLB.com. Read it this morning, especially if you like StatCast numbers like expected batting average, expected weighted on base average is the one that jumps. Basically, here's the deal. The quality of contact Yordan Alvarez is making when he hits the ball is the best we have seen over a whole season since StatCast began measuring stuff like this in 2015. So he's bound to get a massive pile of hits. For our purposes, it still works. It's not a classic pure hitter in the Luis Arraez mold. Arraez hitting 361 for the Twins, by the way. But Yordan Alvarez's homers and doubles sure do count, and they counted for a lot of people in Beat the Streak last night. This is Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. I'm Matt Spiegel, along with Ryan Porth. Our streak leader, Stood Pat, took a pass yesterday. I dig it. State of the streak, as we look at every day. Wes D3's there at 40. Ryan, this dude, man. Patience of Wes D3. Maybe the painstaking research. 2 days off, then a double down to reach 40. Now another day off. I respect it, though I'm not sure I could do it.
Slow and steady wins the race, right?
Slow and steady wins the race. I totally remember that. That's the turtle thing. Right? A turtle and there's a rabbit and stuff like that.
Yeah, a turtle yeah. and a rabbit.
Yeah, I always wanted to be the rabbit. I always wanted to be the rabbit myself. How's that working out for me?
Great analysis.
It's all about Wes D3 at 40. Nobody else is even at 30. Five folks, streakers, are at 27, including somebody named Big Lace, who had Yordan. And Keo Shalotis, 26, I just wanted to say it, really, who had a double down of Ketel Marte and this guy, the most selected player of the season. Hell, I had him too.
This ball is crushed. Deep left field, forget about it. Gone. Home run, Trey Turner. Third home run of the game for the Dodgers, and they lead 4-1.
Everything Trey Turner does is so smooth. Last year's batting champ and overall hits leader has 66 hits on the season, just outside the top five in MLB. One batter that is ahead of him, this guy.
To center. Nimmo going back, still going. It's over his head. Off the bottom of the wall, Cronenworth will come around and score. The second base with an RBI double goes Machado. It's 7-0 San Diego.
8 hits in 8 games here in the month of June for Manny Machado. He's been super consistent all season long. You know, in my personal endless attempts to master Beat the Streak, I decided to do something yesterday to stop being so damn cute, stop making picks based on stories or fun. Basically, stop having fun, Ryan. Like, it's the fun has been a detriment in my life, is what I'm saying.
We mean serious business on this podcast, damn it.
That's right, that's right. And now that I'm serious, it's working so far. My streak is at 2. But I can still have fun and find great stories while we pick highlights. The elite users are always so good. That's the streakers whose streak has been in the top 1% of all streakers on the season. We see who they pick. They pick people who get hits. Oh, fancy pants elite users. I kind of don't like them because I'm not among them. The batter chosen least yesterday by elite users who actually got a hit last night had 4 of them.
That one's pulled over the first base bag. It's a fair ball. It hits off the half wall. A run is in. Here comes Stott. He'll be held. It's another RBI double for Schwarber. He has 4 hits tonight.
9 hits in 6 games for Kyle Schwarber here in June. Let's move now to fat guys running hard in extra innings. I myself am a little large, so I feel like I'm entitled to enjoy it. Let's set the scene. Sandy Alcantara, brilliant for Miami. 9 scoreless innings. More on him later. Josiah Gray and 3 Nationals relievers matched him with 9 scoreless. The Nats take a 1-0 lead, top 10. Bottom 10, Jazz Chisholm scores on an incredible slide after a Williams Astudillo base hit. Play went to review, and Astudillo is on second. He is an adorable bowling ball of a human. Think Juan Uribe with a Heineken mini keg under the shirt, okay? And Jesus Aguiar, who's large himself, had a chance to make Williams Astudillo run.
Therefore, the Marlins have tied it. Therefore, they can win it here in the bottom of the 10th. If Aguilar can get Astudillo home. That's up the middle. It goes off the bag into center field. Astudillo is around third.
Go.
Here's the throw from Robles. And the Marlins come in the bottom of the 10th inning with 2 huge runs. It's a Marlins walk-off win.
Bring out the helmet.
Run!
Go! You can do it. It's not really as much of a walk-off win as it was a flop-off win. The slide, folks. Go watch the slide. It's like it's a grateful flop is what it is. At the end of a sprint, it looks like Astudillo is dropping himself into what he hoped would be a feather bed, maybe, or a giant tub of marshmallow fluff or something. It was, unfortunately for him, dirt and home plate. But it was also the game-winning run. So thank you for the entertainment.
That guy is my spirit animal.
Williams.
He looked just like me hitting a triple 20 years ago in Little League Baseball.
Can you imagine right now at this point in our lives being forced to run 180 feet with the game on the line?
No.
I would flop into home plate like it was a tub of marshmallow fluff
Need
myself.
An oxygen tank in the dugout.
It's coming. It's coming eventually for these guys. The pick segment is next on Beat the Streak Daily. Slate of games today, 11 of them on a getaway Thursday. Steven Strasburg makes his season debut for the Nats in Miami. Will be interesting to see how good he looks and how long he goes. Few other pitchers of note: Garrett Cole against the Twins, Corbin Burns against the Phillies, Shane McClanahan and the Rays host the Cardinals tonight, but none of them are the daily stay away. We look at the stay away using the Petriello Savant chart, starting pitchers with the lowest percentage of plate appearances that resulted in a hit of any kind since the beginning of 2021. Yesterday, the Twins roughed up nasty Nestor Cortez. 7 hits in 4 1/3, 4 earned runs. Sandy Alcantara, who I mentioned earlier. You guys remember when Jake Arrieta in 2015 broke out and was basically Bob Gibson for the season's second half? Well, Sandy Alcantara is the first pitcher to go at least 7 innings and allow no more than 1 earned run in 6 consecutive starts since Jake in 2015. That's a little perspective on just how good Alcantara has been. Today, Nick Pivetta of the Phillies, his awakening is real and it is spectacular. His last 5 starts, an ERA of 1.59, 20 hits allowed over 34 innings. Stay away from your Angels. Maybe that's easy advice anyway. Late night in L.A. tonight. They've lost 2 in a row, 1-0 games. I think they might go scoreless again tonight, the Angels, and lose their 15th in a row.
You stay away, I stay away.
So that's the stay away. Your Angels here now for the Daily AA. I told you I'm done being cute, done having fun. Back to basics. Pick the best players. Freddie Freeman took the 0-for last night. That's not going to happen today against the righty Dylan Cease. Check back in the lineups, though, in case Freddie gets a getaway day game off after a night game. It's possible. Analytically, give me Joey Votto, 12-for-32 lifetime, a .375 average against Zach Davies, who gives up a ton of contact. Last night, Votto hit the ball very well. Twice was robbed on outstanding catches in center by Alec Thomas, the rookie for Arizona. Votto is going to hit them where they ain't today.
Fourth pick. Joseph Daniel Votto, my boy, has been pretty consistent since a rough April.
I agree. Hitting
like
the ball well.
All right, so the fourth pick today, last night in Atlanta, this guy had a big night for the Braves, and I have a feeling more is on the way.
1-2, two outs for Riley, the pitch. Swing and a drive, belted deep left field, long gone for Riley. Off the facade of the second deck. A no-doubter for Riley, back up and long gone.
Austin Riley with another multi-hit game last night, including that home run. Riley now has 9 multi-hit games in his last 16 games, and he's hitting .358 in that span. Tonight, the Braves host the Pirates, who have JT Brubaker starting for them. Riley has 2 hits in 3 career at-bats against Brubaker, but both of those hits were both home runs. So Austin Riley tonight, also keep in mind, he has a .385 career average against the Pirates.
There it is. So Austin Riley is the fourth pick. I gave you Joey Votto and Freddie Freeman for the Daily AA. The elite users, sneak peek, they like Trey Turner today in Chicago. They like Paul Goldschmidt of St. Louis. And they like Jock Peterson of the Giants, who is absolutely killing the ball these days. Subscribe now to Beat the Streak Daily whenever you get your podcast and wherever you get your podcast. Play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win $5.6 million. Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits drops every weekday of the season well before the first game of the day. Beat the Streak Daily, a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Riley, Votto, Freeman, do it for us. Hit them where they ain't. Talk to you tomorrow.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking!
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.